Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is July the 8th, and we've lost June, we've lost May, and now we're quickly going to lose July. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And how are you today?
Tolerable well.
Did I see a new set of green earrings that you brought in today?
No, same.
Well, did you just keep them in their little plastic bag?
Yeah, so the cord doesn't get all tangled up.
All right. I tell you what, let's go talk to Cameron Middleton at our Wells Fargo Advisors to find out what's happening on Wall Street. What's going on there, Cameron?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. Actually, markets are down this morning as Wall Street prepares for earnings season. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 120 to 16,904. The NASDAQ Composite is actually down 45 points to 4405. The S&P 500 down 1065 to 1967. Oil is actually up 15 cents a barrel to 103.68, while gold is also up $3.21 an ounce to 1322. Silver down, up 6 cents to 21.10, and the 10-year Treasury yield is down slightly to 2.56. Actually, today we've got some stocks of interest. Bank of America down 26 cents to 15.68 as the most actively traded. We also have Delta Airlines continues its slide down $2 to 34.91, while Alcoa actually prepares for earnings season up 6 cents to 1480. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Cameron. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, right here. And you listen to Cameron, he's talking about what's happening down there on back in the East Coast and Wall Street. And all things are going on in the world. You know, just as an example about the oil prices, with what's happening with Israel and the West Bank over there and the Palestinians, you know that it's going to get higher. And because the Iraqi conflict is getting worse, the Iranians are going to get pulled into that. Russia is already into it. So you can just imagine how much is gas going to be at the end of the summer. But there are people that's what they're looking at. They're looking at all of these reasons and how to make investments. So give them a call at 243-7561 for assistance and to have them look at your investments you've got now. Are they the right ones for you? Again, 243-7561, and then head on down to Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, weather today, is it going to be as hot as yesterday?
Not quite as hot. We do have overcast skies, and we could have thunderstorms, which is, of course, not such a good thing this time of year, as dry as it is. That's a possibility after 11 a.m. Otherwise, sunny and hot, high near 102, and those thunderstorms could, in fact, continue into tonight. As we check the radar, we are seeing scattered showers in the area. Not a lot of relief, though, from the heat. Going to stay in the triple digits for the next couple of days. We could see a reduction to the 99-degree mark on Thursday. Currently at Reading, 76 degrees. Report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Good morning again. Just talking about the Middle East, it's exploding, especially in Israel. If you remember back on June 12th, three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and murdered. Were found, and if this isn't bad enough, then some Israeli teenagers have been accused of kidnapping a Palestinian teenager and killing him. or a young man, and killing him. Since then, the fight started just last night. Over 100 rockets, mortar rounds came into Israel from the Palestinian side. And then the Israelis go back, hit them with airstrikes. And as I was saying a little bit earlier, when you add that to the what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Syria and Libya, this is just a tinderbox over there. And the cost of gas already is over $4 a gallon right here in the United States. So you can imagine if something significant happened to some of the oil fields in Iraq, and it could. The Iranians are leaning in on this. The Saudis are putting forces along the borders there, with along the on the their northern borders with Iraq, to keep stuff from coming down there, to keep violence from coming south. Yeah, it's just a mess over there. This is the results of Arab Spring that we had a couple years ago, where, let's just take out the strong man in Libya. And Syria, let's take him out too. Of course, he's been fighting back, and the Russians have been supporting him. Egypt, we threw Mubarak under the wheels of the bus, you might say. And we ended up with the Muslim Brotherhood coming in, and then the military taking over, and back in Egypt, in which we'd gotten past, I thought, a decade ago or so, a couple of decades ago, thanks to part by our foreign policy. As Kerry says, we didn't do the right thing in Syria because we didn't overcome that guy. So now we have ISIL into Iraq and taking the places that we fought for, we bled for, and we won, and in Iraq, and somehow managed to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory there. And in Afghanistan, we're getting ready to do the same thing if we let President Obama continues on his merry way here to bring his form of peace to the Middle East and Afghanistan. It's hard for me to understand. I don't know. Maybe you can understand it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about some things that are happening in the States, happening right here in Reading, and also some things that are going to be happening in the this weekend. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal begin after a collision repair. resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda has got things that she's doing today and this morning and this afternoon. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Right here is the North State's nutrition experts with every type of supplement and natural food that you can imagine. Raw foods, organic foods, nutritionists on the staff, classes on diet and exercise and your health. And this is a way to get even with everybody. It's just to live longer and live well. And you can do that by going to Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. We use it. And you walk in, it just smells healthy in there. It is healthy in there. Joe and his people do a great job. Homeless Day Center. Okay. Okay, everybody, wake up. Wake up out there. Front page of the paper today, and I've seen the other. If you remember this, these other two people that wanted to build a homeless colony here, I haven't heard from them lately. We'll have to find out who they are and have them on. But now we're talking about a homeless day center. Reverend Ann Corin, and she's been on the show before, of Pilgrim Congregational Church, is heading this up. And essentially, this homeless day center. Well, the concept of this is to offer homeless men and women a place to take shelter from extreme weather, wash up, make a call, and search for jobs. They've got a board of directors here, and paperwork is being finalized to create a nonprofit to operate the facility. As the Reverend says, when everything comes together, it's going to come fast and big. A lot of work is there, but it's a lot of work that you don't see. Okay. All right, Bob, turn on your microphone here, buddy. Get off the internet and talk to me.
I was looking
I know,
for you.
I know. You're looking for songs. Yeah. And all that. I'm just playing. I'm just playing with you. What do you think about that? What do you think about this idea?
Of the homeless?
I know the Reverend. She's a righteous person. But what do you think about it?
I think if you build it, they will come.
Whoa! We have a homeless problem here. We have a transient and a homeless problem. Do we need a daycare center to take care of them? To give, you know, and she, other things that she also said in here, let me find it here, and this is on the front page of today's paper in case you didn't see it, was that the facility could be modeled after the Prado Day Center in San Luis Obispo. And or this one, both of them provide housing referrals to their clients, medical services, mental health counseling, and job training. We don't see ourselves as an additional agency or competing with other agencies. Yes, you will. I mean, you're going to compete with everybody that's looking for money.
Yeah.
For this thing, for a day center. And where is the day center going to be? I mean, could it be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church? You've already got a building and you've got the attitude to say it to help people. Why not put it right there?
When there is an assault, and I'm not saying if. Whose insurance? Is the city going to be on this thing? Are we going to be involved? Well, is the county going to be involved?
Is it going to be like the Good News Rescue Mission, where if that does happen, I mean, the city's not held responsible for it, so I'm not too concerned about that. If the city was backing it, and the city gave them, say, the city gave them a building like the old police station right next door, then the city could be held
at one point. Yeah.
Well, it was, but I don't think people realize what bad shape it is. But you know, but the idea though is, do we need a homeless center here in Redding? to get them out of the heat and get homeless out of the heat, get them into a place, feed them, let them clean up, and provide guidance services for the homeless and transients. Anybody else that's just walking down the street.
I don't want to appear non-compassionate.
Okay.
But there are people who should be able to help themselves, and there are, will always be people who want to game the system. And how do you tell the difference?
Well, I'm not an expert at it. I just see people out there with their signs, and they've got three or four signs, and they're kind of going through their signs, seeing which one they think will work this time. Homeless veteran, or trying to get home to my children, or we'll work for food, but prefer money. You know, that kind of stuff.
I haven't seen the guys that, of course, in Los Angeles, this was the, in San Diego, this was the big thing, was that the freeway off ramps, the guy with the spray bottle and the rag who would smear up your windshield for a buck.
Yeah, see those in a big city. Okay. All right. It's 7:22 in the morning. It's going to be up to, like, what'd you say, 100 and what today?
102 and high humidity
conditions. It's muggy.
Condition.
It's muggy out. It's 82 degrees right now. Give us a call, 605-4567, 605-4567. Give us a call and tell us what you think about homeless day center in town. And we're in Arizona now. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which of course is located in San Francisco and could be said to be one of the most liberal courts in America, has just said Arizona cannot deny driver's licenses to illegals. And I say illegals because if they come under the DREAM Act of President Obama. So that means that they have to. They have to issue licenses to those unless they – hey, wait a minute. Let's just take this up further. The governor could do that. The bottom line on this thing, though, is that we're having to give licenses to people here illegally if they're under the DREAM Act. And you think, well, they're under the DREAM Act, and they were born here. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's not true. Or they were brought here when they were three. That's not true. And all you have to do is talk to an ICE or talk to a border patrolman or talk to people that deal with them, and you're going to find out that is absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. There's many of them. When you stop them, they speak little English, and they say, but the only English they can speak is DREAM Act. And they say, I went to school here. What school? I don't remember. What was your teacher's name? I don't remember. And that's all they have to do. And you know what? And we're at the point, Border Patrol, ICE don't even hold them. Unless you got a warrant on them, they don't even hold them. That's where we are, folks. That's where we are in our country. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What I was calling about is I had a friend that lived in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she worked for the Social Service Department. She actually buried people. She said, we never leave dead people out in the street. And
well, that's good to know.
Takes care of those kind of things. But anyway, she said when they built a day center for the homeless back in St. Paul, where they had mailboxes and phones, sounds like the same thing, you know, phones available, jobs, and anyway, and a mailing address. Their homeless population increased something like 10 times because they provided these services.
Well, anytime you provide services, and I think that we're well known right now of in California Redding providing really good services. People can get bicycles here. They can get, you know, they can camp out. You know, I mean, it's all these things. And we're paying
sense.
For it.
You're right. It only makes sense. But she told me that's what happened there. So I know that that's what's going to happen, you know, and it's happened there that we're just going to increase. And do we want 10 times the homeless coming to Redding for services?
I think that's absolutely a good question, and that's something that's got to be taken into account because before they set something up like this, I think that you're going to have to get some kind of clearance from the city or the county.
They must. Yeah, I would think so, too. I don't know. There's already a lot of services, and I think we need to work at the other end in the school system and try to teach children to be responsible. You don't have just rights. You have responsibilities. And everybody else isn't to take care of you. I don't know. I know there's people that are mentally ill that need to be taken care of, and, you know, but just providing more services because people want to not do the right thing
providing more services to people means that they don't have to go out and provide the services themselves. And
yeah.
I understand about, you know, there's people out there and that are genuinely, you know, working and trying and all that, and that they deserve help. But when you start just giving, I mean, we already have a huge problem here.
Yeah. And they're already working to do this. There's many organizations in our county working
yeah.
to help the homeless, and they're working together so that they do take, the people can't just go from one to the other.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just know from talking to her, and this has been years ago, they did it in St. Paul, and, you know, she just said more people came.
You know, when you ride free, you continue to ride free.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Roberta. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got people in here writing too, just like illegals. Just keep inviting them, and they will come. Stop the provisions, the freebies, that churches take care of this. If the economy tanks again, as some people are saying, because this is, you know, all the money that's being artificially into the economy, this is not going to be, we're not even seeing the tip of the iceberg yet. I would like to think that that's not going to happen. To put another daycare center out, here's where my problem is with this, is you put a daycare center out for the homeless, and then that money that it's going to take to keep that daycare center starts, you know, okay, where do you take that money from? One Safe Place, Women's Fund, Good News Rescue Mission, things like this. Where do you get the money for that? Okay, so somebody's going to support this. The church is going to support this. Okay, that's fine. If the church is going to support something like this, how does that interface with the rest of the agencies? You know, just like Roberta said, just like, some people in here are saying, how does that interface with other agencies? And now we have a daycare center where people can go and hang out at. And are they going to lease a building? And if I was the owner of a building that was being leased, you know, how would that impact on my business? Or what about the other businesses in there? Or is it going to be a separate building? And, again, people They have ideas because they're compassionate. And I've got no problem with compassionate and the fact that a reverend, you know, from the Pilgrim Congregational Church wants to help people. I understand that. I just don't, you know, I just don't understand the basics of the whole thing. So we're going to invite the Reverend Ann on to talk about this, to talk about the idea of a daycare center and the impact it could have and where she thinks it should be. Should it be in the city where they can get to it? If that's the case, where in the city and at what point is it going to be in the downtown area or is it going to be out in the outskirts for this? It's a lot of questions here. And she said, they've done a lot of work on it. So we need to find out. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We have Riverfront Playhouse is supposed to be in here today. We'll see if when they're coming back. 7:28 in the morning. It's 82 degrees already. It's going to be 106 today. It's muggy. It could be, did you say it could be actually thunderstorms today?
We are looking at the possibility of thunderstorms this morning and again tonight.
Don't forget though,
lightning's a bad thing, right?
Lightning's
now.
A bad thing. If it's 82 degrees in here right now, it still is nasty to put your kids or leave your dog in the car. Don't do that. We'll be right back.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me and said, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good music there, Bad Bop. It is 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com today. It's going to go up to 106.82 right now. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Estate jewelry, gold and silver, diamonds, loose stones, anything that you can imagine. He has that type of jewelry, and it is quality jewelry. And he gives you a straight deal on it. And you can't ask for much more than that. Somebody that's going to talk straight to you and give you a good deal. He also has the only trained watch repairman in all the area here. So if you need your watch to be looked at or be, batteries, any of those things, head to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, or give them a call at 222-2750. We were looking for Riverfront to come in here today, as was our sister station, but it looks like they didn't get up this morning. So let's talk about it.
Must have been a late rehearsal.
Guess whose trial starts again today?
Dolores
Lucero's trial again starts. And you know how I feel? You know how I feel about this? You know how I feel? I talked to everybody. We've got crime out in the streets. You know, here's the thing is that Dolores Lucero lost her position, is obviously ill, and has we've got people out here that we can't put in jail because there's no room. We've got as the district attorney sat right here and said, we don't have courtrooms to be able to do, to bring these guys to justice. He says we actually showed up one day with the DA, the defender, everybody shows up and no courtroom available. So we're spending our time on the Dolores Lucero trial. Right now, they've already dropped a lot of the charges against her. They've got her for lying. Okay.
Half of Congress would be in the who's gal right now, which may not be such a bad idea.
Let me see if it's exactly. The prosecution took one day to present their case. And one day they rested their case last Wednesday. who is facing a maximum of 3 years in prison, is accused of preparing false evidence in a failed bid to stop. They said she lied to people about the thing they were signing, about the petition they were signing. And they said, oh, yeah, I signed it. I didn't read it. She said this. I mean, come on.
Any kind of election fraud, of course, is a serious matter. But really, on this scale, go after the big ones.
How much is this? How much is this job? How much is this trial costing us? How much time is it taking a public defender? How much time is it taking an assistant DA and a judge and a jury? They put a jury in on this. So how much time was spent on this? You know what? Go after bad guys. I'm not saying is that she is innocent or guilty, but gee, come on, guys. Where's our priorities? You know what? People hate her that much. I guess they do. You know, they do.
She ruffled a lot of feathers.
Oh, yeah. And she still does. She still goes out there and says things that, you know, at the city council meetings and all these things. But you know what? I mean, excuse me, but democracy is, unfortunately, is like that a lot of times.
It's like
freedom of speech, you get to do that. But is she breaking into people's houses? Is she breaking into people's cars? How many cars have been broken into down at the YMCA? How many have been stolen out of that area? Well, I've been told that there's been several. How about people whose cars are getting broken in here? Ask Ed Roman, who, by the way, who heads up Downtown Crime or the Crime Watch Association or Downtown Crime Watch. He's going to be on tomorrow morning. Ask him, should they be looking, taking all this time for Dolores Lucero, or should they be taking time for these jerks that come in there and steal the big screen TVs or come in there and break things? Or how about the woman who just came in? Get this. A woman comes in to the C.R. Gibbs. You know, if you've been in the C.R. Gibbs, you know, you walk in, there's a nice little couch there and all that. She comes in with all of her bags, and they said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. You're not a customer. Please leave. And she sits there, you, you're all going to get yours. And she gets up, she walks out, and she had peed on the couch. She said, guess you better fix that couch. Come on. I mean, excuse me. Is this where we're at? And I tell you, that is just one story. You don't even want to hear the rest of the stories that I hear. People call me after they listen to the show, and we talk about crime. We talk about their streets being turned into a cesspool. Okay. Let's move on. I just think that we're wasting a lot of time with this. Hillary Clinton, giving a speech, said that it's okay to have two Clintons as presidents. There's dynasties. Adams, you know,
Bill
Adams. What about the Bushes? You had two Bushes in there. What's wrong with having two Clintons? Even though that her support has dropped 11% Democrats, as she's been going around with her book.
Well, what does it matter?
I know. Sorry. Are we ready to go on back here about the other front page article today that I thought was interesting? There's a couple of them. That here we have after the shooting. This past Saturday, where the six police shot the got into the gunfight with
the shotgun wielding individual.
Yeah, and he pointed the shotgun at him. Yeah. And frankly, I think it looked like it was going to be suicide by police. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they shot him, and he was released that same evening and back in jail. But they have to suspend all six of the not because they did anything wrong, but they have to suspend them for a certain length of time. Suspend them while they take a look at it and see if they're okay. They have to, they have to be talked to by a psychologist or psychiatrist. Hey, are you okay with this? And can you go back to work? But six of them. And then you add up everybody else that's been injured, as we talk about here, at any one time. And so all of a sudden you've got 10% of your police are gone or more. Are off the streets, so now they have to struggle to get them in. And Chief Paletti's not here. He's on his, I think he's got a military commitment, from the Army Reserves right now. I'm pretty sure. But you got all these things going on here, and so how many, where are they putting the people on the deck here? The other thing too is I see motor officers walking around writing tickets. Have you seen that?
I have observed this. Motor officers doing meter maid duty.
What is that? We're up to our butt in bad guys and vermin out there, and we've got motor officers walking around writing tickets. I mean, aren't they supposed to be out there, like, getting bad guys and, you know, jaywalkers and all that? Not cell phone guys. But what about the people that, because it takes 36 minutes to an hour or 4 hours to have somebody show up, why are they writing tickets? I don't understand that part either. I understand they only write tickets, I guess, if somebody complains. So, one of the businesses.
Apparently, one of the businesses made a stink and said you should enforce these. And I understand the business.
I understand. So, somebody has to do it. But should it be an officer that does that?
Well, when you've laid off all your CSOs and all the... Remember the meter maid and her Cushman cart would be cruising around with her little piece of chalk marking tires and stuff? Those were the days.
I tell you what, Bob, why don't we do
this? Of course,
this?
The traffic ticket was $2 in those days.
Why don't we get into meter maid work? That you and I will get one of those little things, because I know Indian Dave's got one of them. We'll just buy it from him, put the lights back on there, and we'll split everything we make. We'll split everything we make 50-50 with the city.
Hey, if we can make such a deal with Redflex, why can't we make a deal
Why don't you put some of the homeless to work? Give them a little meter maid thing, and I tell you what, send them around, let them check out. Okay, but if you do that,
because they're checking the cars at the same time.
Well, yeah, that was said too. And you look at Dan Mark Beecham's column; they're in Jack's, and they come out and they look, and it's dark, and they see these two guys with flashlights looking in the cars. I mean, they're looking in cars with flashlights. It's like, oh, what are you guys looking for? Oh, you know, just looking, you know, just making sure it's locked up, sir. Making sure it's locked up. We're locking those cars that aren't locked, and if there's keys in there, we're making sure that the owner knows. We take the keys and we ask them. We go around, we ask people, did you leave your keys in the car?
You know, if I wasn't sure that I'd end up doing time, I'd put a diamond back in a box and leave it in an unlocked car, but that would get me in trouble. But it's a nice thought.
Well, you know what? You have to go to trial here. At least, you know. It'd be a long trial, because if it takes 2 days to take Dolores Lucero, if it takes weeks to take Dolores Lucero to trial, I mean, how long would it take you? I mean, then you'd be in the jail.
Yeah, yeah. About a 6-foot-long diamond back would be, you know, it's a nice thought.
Somebody wrote, Lucero's case is important when it comes to the future of whistleblowers. This case is more important than you make it. Really? If Lucero is innocent, what will that mean? Think about it. All that she has been claiming, is it true? You should have been in court to hear some of the testimony. Yeah, probably. That's not even the point I'm trying to make, though, the lady that's writing to me.
It's a priority.
It's the priorities here. And I think that the priorities of where we put people up for trial when we've got all the other crime around here is at what point is this so important that it has to come in here? Other comment was that about a huge disservice when the CSOs were taken away. Absolutely true. And, you know, here's the other thing. Next week, we're having Monday through Friday, we're having every one of the city council candidates are going to be on. We're starting with Michael DeQuisto on Monday. Tuesday will be Kristen Schrader. Wednesday is Brent Weaver. Thursday is Francie Sullivan. And Friday is Patrick Jones.
You're going to pin him like a butterfly on the crime.
They said, well, are you going to tell us what the questions are? I said, yeah, I sure am. Here's the first question. If you're elected, what is your plan to cut back crime in the city of Reading? And don't tell me world peace. Don't tell me something that just isn't makes sense. I want stuff now. It's been long enough. You want to run the city, then you better have ideas. And if you don't have ideas, if you're not packing, don't come in, all right? If you can't come up with an idea about how to help fight this crime, then maybe you don't need to be elected, is my opinion. Because what the big thing right now is public safety.
I still was very upset and offended that 6 county races in the last election were unopposed. And I'm not thinking that any of those people, were doing a bad job.
No, I know.
The
I know.
Fact that they were unopposed bothers me. 18% bothers me.
So then, when you
or
call,
is it 22 in,
yeah, so
in
then,
Chester?
So then when you call to the supervisor, say, hey, look, would you mind talking about this? They don't have to. They don't have to. And they just will ignore it. So... They just won't. They just don't have to. Because what's going to happen to them? Nothing. I don't have to explain anything because I'm a supervisor.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain anything because I'm a supervisor and I just got reelected. So I don't have to talk about anything because I'm a supervisor and I just got reelected.
We can take
I'll
a
just
topic.
Get my check every month.
We can take a topic that a lot of people are interested in discussing and say we'll never talk about it again. So there.
Until you get three of us to do that. And the way it looks, ain't going to happen. Yeah. not for another two or three election cycles. All right, we're going to take a quick... Are we being... Are we being catty today? Carl Bott. It is 7:45 in the morning, 605-4567 is my phone number, right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Give me a call. Say hello. We'll be right back.
This is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on the job today, out doing the things that keep the house going. It is 7:50 8 in the morning. 82 degrees, going to be up to 106. We've got muggy weather, though. It looks like we could have some rain, but also thunderstorms, which are bad because then we would have lightning. And lightning in dry places causes, if you remember back to 2007, we had 800 fires going at one time.
Summer solstice, 08, was the 5,000 lightning strikes with a something like 60% ignition. It was a very bad year. And our fuel moisture right now is dry. We have a lot of stuff because we've gone a couple of years without a big fire right in this vicinity. And so there's a lot of fuel. So, and even aside from the thunderstorms, don't do dumb stuff like mow your lawn at high noon and don't pull a trailer with the chain dragging out behind it, because that's a pretty bad idea. Also, people who've been here for, and this was probably before your time, Carl, the big Happy Valley fire started because some Nimrod was pulling a trailer and the safety chain was dragging along, and he ignited fires for a couple of miles, and it took out a lot of homes in the Happy Valley area, took a lot of resources, and I think it actually killed a couple of people, if memory serves me correctly. But that was a big fire about 10 years ago in Happy Valley, big disaster.
Well, you know what, then this happens because, you know, if you're just driving along the interstate, take a look out there. When you're down around the Anderson on Jelly's Ferry and all that place down there is ready to burn. People in the chat room are talking about community service officers and if our leaders were called to account, decisions weren't made or anything, we would be able to better address the concerns about crime. Well, that's true. So how do you hold them? How do you hold them to account? You have elections. And so what happens is nobody runs against somebody, or they win, the incumbent wins the election. So anything that you had. So in other words, you say, hey, do you like the way it's being run right now? Well, that's what you're going to get. So the city council this time is, there's three places up for either renewal or change. And I'm not saying you should throw all the people out, but let's take a listen to what they have and listen to everybody. And if there are some new ideas that we need to take into leadership positions, then we need to do that. And once you get the new leadership positions, and then you need to take a look at the staff that's out there and see what, you know, do we need changes in the staff?
A council or supervisor position, and this is just my opinion, should never, ever go unopposed. That's just my opinion.
Well, then you need somebody to run to get into this mess of politics. And I was asked, as I've said, you know, I was asked, people approached me on it. I looked at it, and I turned it down. Now, so I'm sitting here. Well, I have a business, which, you know, that but you know what? There's other people with businesses too. Now, however, I would think in the board of supervisors that because you're getting paid, you should be there a lot more. It's not a part time. I don't think of it as a part time job. Not when they're getting paid more than the average pay of anybody in Shasta County. The Marietta guys are now rolling again. It looks like the feds are bringing in squads of riot police to help move illegals into the town of Marietta. But it looks like the militias are also getting together to head down there to Marietta. So, you know what? See, it's places like this where people believe the government has just been screwing over the people. This is the flashpoints. The guy out in Nevada, Bundy.
Yeah.
That was a flashpoint because, you know, frankly, even though he'd said, hey, look, I'm not paying for this. I've been paying these taxes. I'm not going to pay this. And then so the government is going to run roughshod over him. And then all these people start converging because guess what? The people have had enough.
Yeah.
And right now, it's a small groups of people. It's the, quote, militias. But like Linda said, you look down in Murrieta, those are soccer moms out there. They've had enough. We're not going to bring in all these people that are going to be wandering our streets. We've got to put them in our schools. We've got to do all this stuff. And while the government is trying to figure out some way of deporting them, and they're not going to do it. The number of illegal teenagers that have been deported between Bush and Obama is down 80% in an article today in the paper.
2-year wait for a deportation hearing. A lot can happen in 2 years.
2-year wait.
Yeah.
80% drop in deportation of minors from Bush to Obama. And they're talking here from, it's been set back to the county of origin has dropped 80% under Barack Obama. In 2008, there were 8,000 deportations. In 2013, there was 1,600. And according to the Los Angeles Times, the lack of border law enforcement is now an impetus to other minors coming seeking to come here illegally.
I heard an article this morning that the Mexican authorities are working to are devoting resources to making things easier for the transits who are coming up from Central America to ease their passage up to the American border. They are tacitly giving these folks a free pass through their country in order to overload and crash our border. That's my opinion.
That could be that. You know what? They want an open border, a totally open border that people can just flood through here. There's people in the United States saying that. There are congressmen saying that. We just need an open border. You know, the fact is what they say is that we did not make the border, the Hispanics south of the Rio Grande said, hey, we didn't make the border, you did. And so, you know, it's these kind of things that when you just, 80% less. So, and I've got something out here too. Is that it looks like it's starting to rain from wherever this person is out there in chat room land. Okay, we got people on the phone. Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, why can't we get a hold of the Mexican governor and say, hey, we're gonna send you 5,000 Mexicans for our one American soldier?
Well, it looks like the Marine's going to be turned loose.
Is it? Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Well, I just was researching that. I put it out in a blog yesterday that, he's coming up in trial, and he believes after 3 months that they're going to turn him loose. They're going to bring him back and turn him loose in America. Now, the fact is that he was held for 3 months is, of course, is a crime.
Ridiculous.
And the other thing that I think is a crime, too, is that President Obama was in Texas. He was in there to three different places raising money and not once went to the border.
Yeah.
He didn't go one time to see how bad it was. He didn't go down to see what the Border Patrol was doing, how they are up to their eyeballs in illegals, and they're trying to ship them out of there. The President of the United States, which, in his policies, did not even go down there to take a look at it.
You know, Carl, maybe he was afraid somebody would shoot him.
That kind of thing too is, that is absolutely the last thing that we need or want. The fact is that, we can disagree totally with his policies and what he's doing, but the man was elected and then reelected. So, what we have to change is our whole mindset on how we do things here, what we think is valuable in this country. And hopefully in 2014 that's going to happen, that we can change the Senate out, because we can't change the presidency, but we can do that in 2016. And frankly, I don't need a dynasty of Clintons. So thanks, Bill, for the phone call.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. You know what? This whole thing is he didn't even go down to the border to take a look at it. Of course not. And Perry said, hey, I'll take you down.
We got a problem here,
Anyway, if they don't, here's the other thing, too, and one other point coming out of the chat room, is if they didn't get everything provided to them, would they still come? Housing, education, including higher education, money, medical care, everything. I mean, what if you just said no? In fact, the Ninth Circuit Court just said, oh, no, you've got to give them licenses, driver's licenses.
So are we also picking up the tab for their auto insurance, or are these people driving? Because a friend of mine, somebody we know just had his license suspended for lack of insurance.
And, here's the thing about that, too. This is how America works. If you're a citizen, he gets rear-ended by somebody. It wasn't his fault. He stopped for somebody in the crosswalk. He gets rear-ended. It wasn't terribly serious, but it was still, damage to his car. The police come, they take everybody's licenses, and they say, okay, proof of insurance. Well, he looks and he gives them the car, and the guy said, well, this expired last month. He goes, it did? Guess what happens? He loses his license. They're going to suspend his license because it had lapsed. And now he's got it again. Immediately went out, oh, gosh, he went down to his insurance guy and got it back. It had been a month. And they suspend his license.
And his ability to easily get to work.
Yeah. And it wasn't his fault. But he's got a suspended license.
So the question remains.
Another stupid thing.
Who's going to foot the bill for the for these inexperienced drivers who are just handed a license and they get into accidents?
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans where they're always honored, Espresso Joe's, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Israeli government has given the military permission to mobilize up to 40,000 additional reservists as it steps up an offensive in the Gaza Strip. Today's decision came hours after Israel launched a defensive aimed at stopping weeks of heavy rocket fire coming out of Gaza. Meanwhile, the president is urging restraint on both sides, as SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
The president wrote an op-ed in an Israeli newspaper calling on both sides to put an end to acts of retribution. Speaking out for the first time since the murder of three Israeli teenagers touched off a new round of violence, the president said it's a dangerous moment for the region. He urged all parties to protect the innocent and act with reasonableness and restraint. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, scientists at MIT are now developing an audio reading device for the visually impaired that can be used with a swipe of a finger. Roy Shokrot is developer of the Finger Reader.
The Finger Reader is an assistive text reading device for people with visual impairments.
And the Finger Reader is a prototype produced by a 3D printer. It fits like a ring and is equipped with a small camera that scans the text. People already have started lining up at the few stores in Washington State that will be allowed to sell pot legally without a doctor's permission. Stores open their doors at 8 o'clock local time this morning, just about now. Some of those who've blown the whistle on wrongdoing at the Veterans Administration about to tell lawmakers what they know.
Among those invited to testify before the House Veterans Affairs Committee this evening is Scott Davis, a program specialist at a VA center in Atlanta, who claims that mismanagement and a focus on bonuses hurt programs for vets. Davis has claimed that more than 10,000 applications for VA health care benefits were purged in a push by senior managers to meet goals.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach, because your church knows the best way to reach your community.
This morning, after somebody recognized her in a video police release showing her pushing the child through a subway turnstile. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Canada will spend time over the next couple of days testing whether their annual strategic and economic dialogue can produce tough compromises or just serve as a venue to talk about greater cooperation.
The Obama administration brings a clear set of priorities to this year's meeting in Beijing. They include closer coordination against climate change, an end to Chinese industrial cyber espionage, and stricter rules governing maritime claims in Asia's contested resource-rich areas. However, it's unknown whether Washington will be able to forge an effective agreement with Beijing in any of these areas.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Not a good way to maintain a squeaky, clean reputation. Police in suburban Atlanta say three men waltzed right into a CVS pharmacy and stole some $200,000 worth of soap and other personal care items. Police in Sandy Springs say that the men were filmed by surveillance cameras walking into the store on July 1st, casually grabbing all those items and walking out of the store right past the cashiers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is out and about getting things done for the house so we can actually live in it. It is 8:07 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you were streaming, and what we did was we just reset the computer, so you may have to log back in again. In fact, you will. We've got a full show today, but we're going to start off with our people,
Cameron Middleton
from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, Cameron.
Carl, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm peachy. It looks like it's raining out there already.
A little bit. I thought it was supposed to be 100 plus.
It is, so. But it means you get muggy along with rain. You get to sweat. You get to sweat.
Indeed. So. Well, I'll tell you, the markets are down today, every sector except for utilities. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is actually down 106 this morning to 16,917, back under that 17,000 mark. The NASDAQ Composite is down 61 to 43.89, and the S&P 500 is down 12 points to 19.65. Oil is up about a dime to 103.66 a barrel. Gold down 5.45 to 13.14 an ounce, while silver's down 12 cents to $20.92 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury yield actually down this morning to 2.57, and some stocks of interest today. GoPro finally taking a little loss, down $1.40 to $42.58. Delta Airlines continues its slide, down $1.75 to $35.15, while Groupon, one of the most actively traded today, is actually down a nickel to $6.40. This has been your Market Minute from Cameron Middleton at Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Cameron, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning to talk about what you should be doing with your investments, or at least be looking at your investments with everything that's going on. As you just heard, is the stock market, which has pushed over 17,000, is having some hiccups at this point. But there's so many other things going on in the world that affect the stock market that you need somebody that's maybe looking at it all the time and knows what they're doing. And now you're going to find them down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561, and then stop on by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Okay, Bad Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, taking a quick look at the radar on Weather Underground, wonderground.com, we've got some showers moving across the Redding and Anderson area. A slight chance of showers will continue through today. Thunderstorms possible after 11 a.m., otherwise sunny and warm, a high near 102, so muggy, muggy conditions. Those showers will continue into this evening, then it'll clear up, be sunny and hot for your Wednesday with a high near 102. Might drop back into the double digits by Thursday. Currently in Reading, we have 80 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
106 today, 109 or 10 or 11 yesterday. You know what? Alliance Heating and Air. Give Martin and his people a call. They've been in the North State for over 20 years, giving just outstanding service. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service on emergencies. Plus, they also offer warranties, guarantees. They can work on any system. And you know what? It's only the beginning of July. It's going to get worse. So you want to have somebody there that you can call and count on. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay. I'm sitting here with the Shasta Regional Medical Center's elite, I guess you could say. Larray Sullivan. Good morning, Larray.
Good morning.
And you can get in close. And Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning, Carl.
You get in closer, too.
All right. I'll do that.
And we'll turn you up. Okay.
I'm sitting in Linda's seat here.
You are, and I just want to reach over and pat you now and then. No, so please. If I do, just slap my hand away. We're here today to talk heart. And heart health, and what happens if there's emergencies, and being hot out there, and people may overdo it. So, who wants to start?
Well, let's have Lorraine start Lorraine. Off here. Yeah, and we have a local community event that is a perfect setup for that.
So. Oh, yeah.
Go right ahead.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me back. One of my jobs at Shasta Regional is I'm the chest pain center coordinator, and I really like to make sure that the public knows the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, because our biggest barrier right now in getting people in for treatment is getting them to recognize that they're having a heart attack and actually come to the hospital. Once they get to the hospital, we have all our processes dialed in. We get them quickly to the cath lab, open up the artery, restore blood flow to the heart. But people often sit at home for 2, 3, 4 hours, sometimes even a couple of days before they seek medical attention.
Well, my dad sat in the back of a car for a day. Hmm. When they were driving home, and he goes, I'm okay. And he gets home, and they finally, hey, okay, let's just go in. And, yeah. So triple bypass later, he was good after that.
Most men are great deniers, and they'll come up with all sorts of explanations except for the fact that what's really going on.
Okay, and so you can, when you get into the, I mean, it's, I know stroke, if you catch people with strokes, you got, you know, they got the, was it the golden 4 hours or something for them? If you get them in there, you can reverse it in a lot of cases. Heart attacks, can you do a lot for somebody that's suffering a heart attack?
You know, in the 25 years that I've been in emergency medicine, the treatment of heart attacks has made huge leaps and bounds. When I first started, before they had heart cath capabilities just about at all good-sized hospitals, basically if you came into the hospital and you were having a heart attack, we said, well, sucks to be you, you know.
You didn't say it out loud to them, though.
No, not really. But, you know, we'd put them on bed rest up in the intensive care unit and keep them there for a week or so and then send them home. But they suffered permanent damage to their heart muscle, which meant it didn't pump effectively and it never worked the same. Nowadays, we see people come in all the time having a heart attack. You know, we open up the artery, restore blood flow to their heart, and they have no permanent damage.
Wow.
I'll also second that. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here with Dr. Doug McConnell, who is just, you know, he's the last person I want to see at work, but he's the first person I want to see if he has to work. And there's so many things that happen. We're going to talk about some of them, but the big thing is what you're saying then is that you get in there and you can, if somebody's having a heart attack, you get them in there and you can prevent damage to their heart. Even that's, through a heart attack.
That's correct.
Wow.
And as Lorraine points out, I certainly remember being a medical student and watching a 47-year-old patient in a CCU at UCLA just stutter through one heart attack. Then a couple of days later, another one. Eventually, he died. We didn't have
therapies.
Because
you couldn't stop it.
No. Now we can stop the process just like that stroke. I mean, this is about delivering oxygen to tissues, whether it's your brain or your heart.
Yeah.
And if we can restore the flow of oxygenated blood to that area of the heart, which is very often done at the time of cath lab or placement of a stent, we can blunt the whole attack on a particular area and then address if you need more work or bypass surgery, we can then offer that. But early diagnosis and early intervention are keys.
So recognition then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I want to do is I'm going to take an early break. And so we come back, we can start talking about those signs that people may be having, early signs that they have no idea that's what it is. But, you know, they're having some problems there. And then what to do about that. Okay. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Our phone number is 605-4567. If you have questions about heart attacks, symptoms and all, as we get into this, questions about what to do if you're not around, we're going to try and cover, if you're not around a medical facility, we're going to try and cover all of those while in the next 40 minutes. 605-4567. Look at our, join us in the chat room also, KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you mess around with me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is July the 8th. It's Tuesday. It's 8:17 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, looking for that perfect firearm, that pistol, rifle, or shotgun. All right. Are you? You're looking, aren't you? You're looking for it. I know you are always looking. Located at 2539 Larkspur Reading. On Larkspur, right here in Reading, is Bastiani Arms. They've got it all. They've got anything you could possibly imagine that you want to shoot. They've got it and the ammo to put into it, which is also difficult to find. Great prices, super service, and gunsmiths there that just do all types of great work. Give them a call at 222-8222. They've got fair prices and you're treated well. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, 2539 Larkspur. My guests are Dr. Doug McConnell and Lorraine Sullivan, both from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Lorraine handles all types of different things she comes in, but mainly you come in with emergency stuff and trauma stuff.
Yes.
And then, of course, Dr. Doug McConnell is heads up the cardiac unit there, and you're their surgical aspect of this.
If it's in your chest, I do my best. An old slogan.
Okay. And we talked about how now, 20 years ago, if you'd had a heart attack, the nurse would have looked at you, smiled, but she was thinking, well, you know, go home. But now we can do so much, or you all can do so much for somebody that has a heart attack. But the first thing to do is recognize the signs. So, right?
Well, everybody knows the classic Hollywood heart attack where suddenly somebody clutches their chest and, you know, says, oh, my God, I have crushing chest pain radiating down my left arm. If it was that easy, everybody would know exactly what was going on and hopefully everybody would get to the hospital. But it's not that easy. You know, sometimes the symptoms, especially early on, are very subtle. And women and diabetics have more atypical symptoms. That's why women were misdiagnosed for a long time. Some of the symptoms are weakness, fatigue, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, upper abdominal pain, sweating, palpitations, anxiety. I mean, who hasn't felt fatigued this week? Would you think that that was a heart attack? There's a really great YouTube video.
Right,
it's actually by the American Heart Association. It's called Just a Little Heart Attack. And it's actually a real patient. It's a young woman in her 30s who had a heart attack and was at home and didn't recognize what was going on with her. And unfortunately, as Dr. McConnell said, there's a big element of denial in there. But a lot of times it's just that the symptoms are so vague and hard to pin down, people don't realize that it might be associated with their heart.
Okay.
There's a broad spectrum. And I've even ended up doing coronary artery bypass surgery who had people who had repetitive tooth pain.
I've heard that. I've heard tooth pain can actually be, can reflect on heart.
Can be angina, and of course the other great one that we see people being treated for weeks or months, sometimes with their own medicines for what they think is heartburn or reflux, and of course it's called heartburn, but you have this sort of vague uneasiness around your upper stomach, and they're taking antacids and this and that, and they're never getting any better.
Okay, but if you take an antacid and you've got heartburn and it goes away, that usually means it's not – I mean, that's heartburn then, right?
Most likely. But if it's exertionally related, like you go to climb up a flight of stairs and you begin to get that same symptom, that's
a little different.
Absolutely.
But if you eat jalapenos.
Are you talking about yourself, Carl?
Well, yeah, because I was thinking, because I've noticed as I've gotten older that I've gotten allergic. I have different reactions to foods. And I'll get – like I'll eat – if I eat something, sometimes it has tomato paste in it, I get heartburn. And then because I am so alert about all these things, since you've become my friend, you know, and you talk about it, and I see you all the time, and I've got a really other good friend that had a heart. He had a triple bypass when he was like 10, and he looks like a physical stud, and he still does. So, you think about these things. So when you get the heartburn, but if I take, Tums or whatever stuff, it goes away. So I figured,
Well, but if someone is repetitively chewing a lot of Tums over several days or weeks.
That is.
And we've had people that just start swallowing the Tums, they get some relief, and they just put it aside. Your best point is if you're really having repetitive symptoms that seem to defy minimal treatment, at some point seeing someone where you could get a stress test to provoke actual evidence of coronary disease could be very helpful. And Larae's description of the non-classic pains is very important, what she said. We've seen people end up, the pathways to our care level come in many ways, and they're certainly not all the classic Hollywood. That's a good term for it, the Hollywood.
Yeah,
symptoms.
You know, people talk about, oh, it's the left arm.
It can be
Yeah, that's what I've read, is that it could be right arm. It could be your jaw. What about that?
Jaw. Your shoulders, your jaw, pain between your shoulder blades.
And more importantly, the one I see very often, particularly in diabetics, as the way we know, is just breathlessness. You know, I used to walk up these stairs. In fact, I recently had a security individual in town here who basically made the rounds nightly and would walk upstairs and began to realize, I can't walk up to the second and third floors easily. I just get short of breath. That was it. And he ended up ultimately with those symptoms over a 4, 5, 6 week period, ending up in the ER for Larae's excellent staff to diagnose an acute occlusion. But the lead up to it was very clear when you asked him going backwards. But he had a rapid diminution of his exercise tolerance, and breathlessness was his only symptom.
Okay, Bob, you're sitting over there.
Well,
you're
a couple years ago,
my wife had
a scare. It turned out, thankfully, to be nothing. But when she was in the ER, they did a chemical stress test.
Yes.
Can you explain the difference between that and what I did a couple of years ago, hopping on the old treadmill with wired up like a phone exchange?
Well, Larae, that's what she and her team do, so I'll let her take away that.
Oh, well, when you start talking about the differences in stress tests, that's a little outside of my area of expertise.
Well, in essence, if you think of the heart like an engine, and if you could be a Corvette and you have a great engine, but if someone's crimped your fuel line, if you just take out the car and idle it and try to drive down the street, and then you may not notice the engine's not quite right, but the minute you try to accelerate and get on the freeway, it's going to cough and spurt and not deliver, and then you know you're in trouble with your engine. That's what a stress test is. And generally, as Bob said, you get on a treadmill, we make you walk fast, run a little bit, and we measure your look at your EKG. For some people, because they've had joint surgery or age or they're in the hospital and the emergency room and you don't necessarily have a treadmill right there, there are ways of speeding up the heart rate and stressing the heart and trying to provoke evidence of that fuel supply problem. And you can see that in the EKG. And that's one way of somebody comes in with symptoms, you provoke it chemically, you see that that test is okay, and you send them home, right? That's part of what the chest pain center does, yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes in and you're telling they have that, then you talked about being able to do, you want to bring oxygen back to the heart. So you get them into the, they're obviously in your cardiac trauma center there. Or whatever you call it.
And chest pains. Basically,
And then what do you do right then?
Well, it's important to realize what we found in emergency care. There's a group of people that show up with vague or sometimes obvious symptoms of chest pain, and we carve that out as a whole separate track.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of what we do at the hospital because all hospitals have standards in care of the chest pain patient. And we meet those standards, but we exceed them. You know, we don't just work as a hospital. We work with our whole system. We start with dispatch. You know, we help them become trained in how to give pre-arrival instructions when you call 911. And we work with our EMS agencies so that they have the equipment to do the EKG in the patient's home and transmit it to the hospital. That gives us the ability to know before the patient even leaves their house if they're having a heart attack or not.
Oh.
And so all of these steps are aimed
is
at
it something they can do inside the ambulance? Is there to bring you in? I mean, like things like fluids or anything like that?
Well, they do a lot. They start in your house. They have a very important piece of equipment called a defibrillator.
Right.
And it
AED?
Also.
Is that AED?
Well, it's like an AED, only it's a little more sophisticated.
Okay.
But it also does the 12-lead EKG, and that's what looks at the heart and sees if there is an interruption in the blood flow to part of the muscle. So they can do that right in your living room and transmit it to the emergency room before they've even loaded you up in the ambulance. And that gives us the capability of saying, look, we have a patient coming in having a heart attack. Let's call in the troops. You know, get the cath lab crew on the way, get everything ready, so that as soon as the patient hits our doors, we get them up to the cath lab as quickly as possible and get that artery opened up.
Okay.
So this mimics... just as in the military or the trauma service, you know, we got a guy with multiple gunshot wounds, the abdomen, we're bringing him in, he's in shock. And the entire team is assembled and ready, and then they're just whisked right through that, right to the definitive care.
You don't have to sign insurance forms?
Nope.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah.
Okay, so they come in, and they get into the room there, and you say, when you put a, did you say a shunt in? So
a stent.
A stent.
Well, that would be... First, there's a diagnosis made.
Right. Okay, this is for sure a heart attack here.
Well, Lorraine and her team basically receive the patient, get them stabilized. Mm-hmm. They're given pain meds, other medications related to blood pressure needs, some nitroglycerin. But meanwhile, the cath lab is made ready right upstairs, and it's just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oftentimes if we get the heads up from the ambulance, the patient's only in the ER maybe 10 or 20 minutes. That gives us a big... jump on the time to getting that artery opened up.
Okay.
And then they're rolled up to the cath lab, and the first step is to do a diagnostic heart cath, which means doing all the procedures where we can actually try to take a picture of the artery and find out which of your coronary arteries is having the problem.
Okay.
And then open it.
And you can do that sometimes with just a running something through the artery, right?
Correct. Cardiologists are very skilled at basically making that diagnosis and then often placing a stent, which is fixing the problem from inside the artery without surgery.
Yeah.
And that opens up that artery, and the muscle now says, oh, thank you, I've got my blood.
And a person feels almost immediate relief then.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the EKG changes rather dramatically.
Wow.
And the emergency is now ended. Now, these people may have three-vessel coronary artery disease and other vessels that are going to complicate their life, so eventually they may need further care. But the point is the culprit vessel, as it's called, can be adjusted or opened, or we can give them intravascular clot busters and lysing agents. We used to do that all the time, but not as much anymore. But the point is you can restore a normal or certainly improve blood flow to the area that's having the problem that brought them.
Okay. We need to take a break here, and we can come back and talk about that. And what happens if you're out in the woods and something like this happens, bypasses, you know, coronary bypasses, how long do they last, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, if you have one, you get another one in 10 years. Meanwhile, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst. And a veteran-owned business is can fix a chip or a crack well over 24 inches in length. He guarantees his work. If he can't work, you know, if he says, "And I can't do this, this is not something that falls under my purview," he's going to tell you. He's not going to waste your money or your time. And you can't kind of beat that. 241-8373 is his phone number, and he's located at 3208 South Market Street. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield like 6 years ago, and you can't tell it. Anyway, hey, we're going to be right back. We've got Dr. Doug McConnell and Larray Sullivan from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking heart attacks, symptoms, what happens. The big secret, it seems like, or the answer to this is to get to the hospital. If you can get to the hospital quickly, like you do with a stroke, they can reverse this with no muscle damage at all to the heart.
Early detection. Early management.
And what are those symptoms? We've talked a little bit about that. We'll go over those a little bit more when we get back. We'll be right back, though.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Marine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. It is 8:34 in the morning. 82 degrees, going up to 106 today, and it's going to be muggy. In some places, it's already raining. Somebody's saying, oh, it's lifting. We have, and they have not had one drop. Other people have got a few drops out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from that subway there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, but just great haircuts. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. What can I say? Any place that has Man's Last Stronghold on the window, you just got to go to it. And then you sit in there and just have a great haircut and talk to everybody. Cypress Square Barbershop. My guest, Lorraine Sullivan and Dr. Doug McConnell from the from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking cardiac stuff today. We're talking about what to do, symptoms of a heart attack, what to do if you're if you have a heart attack. And a big thing I just learned was don't try to get to the hospital by yourself. Call the ambulance. Let them bring the technology to you, and they can get you started. Because, Dr. McConnell, you just said the heart, it's not the heart that you're worried about. I mean, you're worried about the heart, but it's the brain.
The most time-sensitive piece of the resuscitation process is maintaining oxygenation of the brain while we reassemble and try to stabilize the heart condition. And Ray can expound on that, but I think at the site CPR for someone who's not in the hospital is critical for the brain, really, not the heart.
And one of the reasons we're having you all on today is because something did happen at the courthouse, and which is kind of like brought this back to the forefront again.
Yeah, we had a pretty impressive save by the U.S. Marshals, who used the automatic defibrillator at the courthouse to restart the heart of somebody who'd suffered a cardiac arrest, and that allowed him to get to our hospital awake and talking. And he went to the cath lab, and they, you know, fixed one of the problems, but ultimately he had to have surgery from Dr. McConnell. But
yes,
he was on the news last week, smiling, surrounded by his family, and that was all due to the quick thinking and the training of the marshals.
Yes, and I want to make sure Lorraine doesn't get in trouble with the Shasta County Marshals, because that was the jurisdiction. They're very jealous of who they are. Yeah. U.S. Marshals are a wonderful group, too, I'm sure, but these were our own Shasta County Marshals.
My bad.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you work with everyone, but they did a wonderful job recognizing, starting care, defibrillating, and then he was transported by the EMS people appropriately and the rest. So our team can do a wonderful job, but if we're not at the scene, we can't do our stuff.
You can't do anything until they get there.
Right.
So an AES, these are called AEDs?
AEDs.
AEDs. Now, these are automatic defibrillators, and you can find them in a lot of places. I mean, you've got, of course, at the courthouse, but a lot of gymnasiums.
Yep.
Their people are trained on how to use them.
Saw one in the lobby at the Cascade Theater.
Yes, that's
true. Cascade Theater. You're seeing more and more of them. They're on planes, and everybody's trained on how to use them.
They're actually pretty – that A in there stands for automatic, and they're pretty foolproof. They diagnose – they basically, you put it right on the individual and fire it up, and it begins to diagnose the arrhythmia, and it talks to you. Lorraine has seen more models than I have. Why don't you describe what it actually is?
Well, you open it up. They're numbered usually. You know, first thing, push the on button, and then it will tell you what to do.
Yes.
Place pads on chest, and the pads are numbered, or they have a picture on them. So it's pretty foolproof. Really, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And you can buy these. I mean, this isn't something that's extremely expensive either. You're talking $400 or $500, right? Somewhere like that.
Well, I think that
I say that I'm
that might
sure.
be about the price that I've seen them advertised on Costco.com.
I'll be darned.
So they're out there, and you don't want to get a used one, so you can get a brand new one, and I'm sure it must have shelf life. But so you put it in your house, especially if you have somebody that's had you know, heart symptoms, heart problem symptoms.
There are subgroups of patients where that's a very wise choice to have. And there are people that actually have defibrillators implanted in them. That's a different issue.
Oh, I'm going to get into that one.
Yeah.
CPR.
Yes.
Can we go? I mean, the AEDs, of course, are, and the fact that the Shasta County Marshals did such a great job, followed up by you all. But then it's important for people to know how to do CPR.
It's hugely important for people to know how to do CPR. You know, it's not like TV. People that have a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital, if they don't get CPR by a bystander, every second that goes by, their brain is dying. And when the EMS people get there and they defibrillate the patient, they may be able to bring the heart back. But, it's no good having a heart that's beating if you have brain death. So
the light's on, but nobody's home.
Exactly. And so anybody can do CPR. It's not hard. You know, there's even a good little video on YouTube. Hands-only CPR by the American Heart Association. Basically, you know, push hard and fast in the center of the chest. But training is readily available, and someday the life that you save could be your own family member.
And, you know, because now, you know, we were trained at one time to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is what we called it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, somebody's breathing and somebody's pumping on the chest, is pushing on the chest. And then every 12th stroke, I think it was, then you gave them a breath. But it's not like that anymore.
No, they simplified it quite a bit.
So now it's just the chest compressions.
That's correct. Because there's oxygen in your blood even though you're not breathing. And as long as you're doing chest compressions, you're circulating that through the brain.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning. Hello, Mary. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. My question to your specialists are, if you have an aorta stent, the stent's in the aorta, and you have a stroke and you get rushed to the hospital, can that person get the shot?
Well, the shock, we're talking about specifically our electrical impulses that are used to reset the heart that's in a rhythm that is not circulating your blood, which would be a totally different thing than...
Well, I was talking about that shot that said you have to get to the hospital within so many hours after you have a stroke.
Oh, the shot. Oh, the shot. You mean to break... Lice clots.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you can.
Even though he has a stent.
Well, the stent is usually in the lining of your aorta, and if you're having a clot related to blood flow to the brain, and it involves basically lysing or dissolving that clot. Yes, that can still happen with a
okay.
Stent.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary. If there's Mary.
Yes.
Just as a question, if that's not clear. I mean, Dr. McConnell would be more than happy to talk to you offline, too.
Yeah, sure. You can call my office.
So you can always call his office, and he'd be more than happy.
That's a very good answer right off the top. I had heard that if he had a stroke, that he can't take the shot, and I thought that was
well,
wrong.
I'm a little confused, but when you say the shot, there are techniques used to dissolve clots that end up in the small vessels
okay.
of the brain.
I'm thinking just that, you know, have a stroke, rush to the hospital, and I thought it was get a shot that thinned the blood.
Well, you're partially right. So call my office, and I'll be glad to meet with you and talk to you.
Okay,
about
thank
it.
You very much. I will do that.
I'm in the book, McConnell, just like the foundation, but it's not mine.
Very good. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mary. Uh-huh. You know, see, I like that one questions because, you know, people are listening going, well, can I do that? The other thing, too, is, okay, the CPR now, Red Cross teaches it. There's classes all the time, right?
Yes. You can go to the American Heart Association website. You can go to the Red Cross website. There's a couple of places in town here that do it. You know, you can find all kinds of places.
And you know what? And here's the thing we talked about, whether Spokane or Seattle, either mm-hmm. one of them makes no difference, but the whole town,
yes,
city, right. And this is a large cities, got together and they pushed CPR and they offered so many classes and they saved literally thousands of lives of their fellow citizens there.
I think ultimately they did demonstrate that this was quite valuable because, as Larray was pointing out, those first 3 to 5 minutes, more like 3 to 4 minutes, of when you cease perfusing your brain, that is the golden moment where if you reestablish circulation, you will preserve brain function such that we'll take care of the heart as well as when the EMS people arrive. there's two issues going on here. The brain is dying rather rapidly, and the heart is not circulating to the brain. The heart is actually often easier to deal with, and you can certainly have more of a time window to revert that and get it back functioning well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've lost the brain, as Larray said.
Now, and we said you don't have to do the mouth part anymore, but you. But how long should you keep doing CPR? I understand you do it till somebody comes. I mean, that's the way we used to do it.
Well, that's the ideal thing, but the reality of it is if it's a long time until help arrives, CPR is very exhausting. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to have to do the best that you can. I mean, nobody's going to be able to do it nonstop for an hour.
But how long does the oxygen last in the blood?
Well, that's a good question. I've personally myself, there's no disadvantage to ventilating patients appropriately. I think this was a change because, one, it isn't needed as much as it used to be, you know, that 12 to 1. And then also there, it was thought that more people would give or get CPR if you dropped this whole idea of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I've done multiple CPRs on cruise ships, airplanes, and have basically had very good outcomes with that. But
I was at a couple of parties you were doing mouth-to-mouth.
That's
right. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl.
Yeah, let's
Carl
break Lindabot, quickly.
KCNR 1460, our guest doctor.
Oh, boy. Spoken like a Marine.
Yeah, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell and Larray Sullivan from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And on a serious note, we are talking about heart attacks, heart problems, in the sense that what you can do. And there's a lot of things you can do. I've learned a lot of stuff today. We'll be right back. Ann, hang on. We'll get to you right after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Time is 8:48 in the morning. It's July the 8th. 82 degrees out. There's going to be 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Big sale still. You know what? Even though the 4th of July is over, I bet you can still get some really great deals down there on any Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda if you're looking for those brand new vehicles. And all those previously owned car, trucks, or SUVs are right there. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Get the best deal in the North State. Don't leave. Stay here. Give them a call at 223-2177, and their service department is outstanding. Let's go to the phones. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you. And I apologize if you guys have already touched on this, but I was wondering what Dr. McConnell thinks about the student loan issue with college students. We have a close friend whose daughter just graduated from medical school in Australia, but she received her student loans through the U.S. government, graduated in December, and she has to start paying those loans back now. And when she was home for a visit a few weeks ago, she negotiated her loan payment at 7.25% interest, and she owes $370,000 in loans. And while I certainly don't think that medical school should be free, I would like to hear what Dr. McConnell has to say about that, since we do have a shortage of doctors. And also, I was wondering what he thinks about her being able to borrow money from the U.S. government when, unless she jumps through significant hoops, she will not be allowed to practice medicine in the United States. And I'm going to hang up and hear what you have to say, because I know the time is short.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Ann. All right. It's a little bit off the subject, but can you do a 2 or 3 minute here?
What Ann is talking about is actually quite important. And
but we need to, yeah, we can do another show on this one. Let's start to answer that.
Yeah, real quickly, I think, frankly, the student loan program, which didn't exist when I was in college, and most of us all graduated from undergraduate school, and I went to Stanford and I worked partway through, earned my own money in the summers when I was able to pay a good portion of what I did. So most of us graduated without any loans. That was pretty standard in the United States.
My brother-in-law went through medical school, and he came out without owning any money.
Absolutely. And today, unfortunately, we're creating a whole class of what I call indentured servants. The feds got into the business of loaning money to the universities, and tuitions took off at 2 to 3 times the rate of inflation. And we have created a fiscal disaster for the young folks in this country. The metric I use quickly is, and when I was accepted to Stanford, I was very proud of that. I got a job for the summer at minimum wage plus 25 cents. So it was $1.75 an hour assembling stuff in an aerospace thing. I saved $800 for that summer by living at home. That was two-thirds of my first year's tuition, two-thirds of first-year tuition at Stanford University. The year's tuition was $1,275 then. Today it's probably well over $40,000+. So she ends on a very important point is going to be a subject to the show, and
yes.
The federal government does. I didn't know I think they loan money to American students who get overseas schooling. But then you're right, since her degree is foreign, there are issues related to her coming back to practice in the United States. But frankly, knowing what residencies pay nationally and the length of training, what you're really doing, the likelihood of her ever being able to pay $300,000 back on a resident's salary in this country for over the next decade is impossible. And I almost think that we've created a horrible system. And it turns out that in the United States, to my knowledge, the cumulative tuition loan debt owed by the America's children is larger than the outstanding credit card debt in this country by almost double. It's over $1 trillion. And it is a sleeping giant. And so, you're right, but I think Carl and I will have to hit it on a
We're going to hit subject. That. You know, and we will, Ann, because it is a great subject. And we talked a little bit about it before because – You know, frankly, until the government started guaranteeing loans, you could get money from that. Then as soon as that happened, tuition, everything went sky high.
It was a great gift to the university administrators.
Okay, let's go on back to our point here on CPR and taking care of people that have had heart attacks or may thinking they have heart attacks. A good point here was by one of our listeners: CPR should be taught in schools.
Yes.
Why aren't we teaching CPR in schools? I mean, y'all have been around the medical profession for, you know, a couple of years.
I think that's a very good question, and
I'm
embarrassed. I don't have an immediate answer, but it is a life-saving skill that we would love to have our citizens. In truth, if you did it, at least in a few years, you'd have a lot of trained folks.
If you just taught, you know, when they're in seniors in high school, before they leave school, they've got to show that they can do CPR. And you know, and it's not like you're it's not a religious thing. No. So
hey, if it was up to me, why wait till high school?
No. Right.
You know.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just thinking that before you graduate. Okay, from middle school, because you're big enough then to do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we've learned today is that symptoms of heart attacks can be very, very nebulous. That could be breathlessness. It could be, it's not that classic, oh, my left arm. It could be right arm. It could be, teeth. It could be a lot of things. But if it keeps going on and on, somebody needs to look at it.
Correct.
All right. And that if you can get somebody in there that's having a heart attack, first thing you do is you call 911 because they bring the technology to you. And they can keep you alive until they get to Luray. And then Luray's team then can get, you know, already prepped, get you up, and you can run a stent or a shunt or whatever you call
it.
A stent into a person and repair, I mean, get the oxygen to the heart, and there'll be no heart damage. Because that's what you used to hear all the time, is that, oh, if the oxygen is not there, there's going to be damage to the heart muscle. And then from there, you can then figure out if you're going to need more.
If one needs surgery, that can be done, not in emergency circumstances. But our goal as a hospital and as a team, starting with the reach out with the EMS and the getting the EKG at the scene, all the way through this is to maintain a normal heart function so that you can return to a normal lifestyle and life expectancy. And we can do that.
I think you can. I mean, from what I'm hearing here, I'm feeling, you know, more upbeat.
I'm really, like I said before, in the 25 years I've been a nurse, things have changed so much. I talk to the new hire nurses every month, and I like to tell them a story, you know, back when I was first a nurse. And they all laugh.
Last century.
But really, we had a term back then that you just don't really hear anymore. And I'm sure Dr. McConnell remembers this: cardiac cripples.
Oh, yes.
People that had had repeated heart attacks and their heart muscle was so damaged that they basically had no quality of life. They couldn't.
And I've read about that and heard about that.
You don't really hear that or see that much anymore.
Wow.
You know, as long as we can get people to come to the hospital.
And learn CPR.
Yes.
If you don't do anything else, learn CPR. So that if you can help a loved one, and
it's cardiac pulmonary resuscitation, but the truth is you're resuscitating the brain,
right?
And then you have to sort of think about what I'm doing here. I may not be able to start this heart, and I may not have a diagnosis, but I am protecting the brain.
Well, that's the bottom line.
And then there are other types of chest pains which are fleeting and varying and symptoms which aren't necessarily the heart. John Ritter, you know, died. He spent 6 hours with nausea and vomiting on the sets in Hollywood, finally showed up at hospital, and he had a tear in his aorta. If he had shown up hours earlier, he'd probably be a lot with us today.
Yeah, please don't hesitate to come to the emergency room. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a patient that has had their symptoms for hours and didn't want to come in because they didn't want to bother us. That's why we're there.
And actually, if you're having chest symptoms that are suspicious of a heart attack, you're expedited. So don't worry about the waiting times. We've got a fast chute for you because we're under operational guidelines. Our goal is to get you into the cath lab and diagnosed in how many minutes? Right?
90 minutes.
From the time you show up, you got a diagnosis. And that includes a heart cath and probably a stent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Shasta Regional.
Could be the
Yahoo.
Could be the best.
We know where we're going.
Could be the best 90 minutes of your life.
could be, yeah. It could be the beginning of the rest of your life. There.
Yes, it could.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here
with us today. Oh, we love
today.
It. We want this
Lorraine
message out.
And Doug, you know, Doug and I, of course, are friends and have been for years. But Lorraine, every time you come on, I just like it better. I like you better. Not because when you come in here with just no nonsense stuff, and you come out with stuff that's really good.
Lorraine and her team are the stabilizers to get these patients into us so we can do what we do well. But without that reach out of Lorraine and the EMS and the marshals, the other folks, we can't do our work.
If nothing else, my friends, call the Red Cross and find out where you can get CPR training.
Yes.
And then call your superintendents of your schools and ask them, how come we're not teaching CPR in school?
You can get yes. Red Cross to help you set it up in your church.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow, Ed Roman, we're going to be talking crime in downtown Reading. Well, how about just crime in Reading? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Obama today asking Congress for more than $2 billion to deal with the border crisis, SRN's Greg Clugston reports.
The spending request comes as thousands of Central American children are arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. While the White House acknowledges that most of the unaccompanied minors will have to be deported, the president says more immigration judges and additional detention facilities are necessary.
Meanwhile, President Obama has invited Texas Governor Rick Perry to meet with him in Dallas on Wednesday to discuss the growing border crisis.
At first, the White House said the governor could greet the president at the airport when he arrived in Austin, but Perry declined, saying that he wanted something more substantive than a handshake on the tarmac. So the White House invited the governor to meet with Mr. Obama, along with faith leaders and local officials in Dallas.
Palestinian officials say at least 10 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli attacks from the air and the sea. It's the start of what could be a long-term Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip. More than 100